Well, it's been all Mets in this Subway Series. Dylan Gee finished off the Mets' most unexpected series sweep. Gee struck out a career-high 12, and the Mets beat the Yankees 3-1 Thursday night. That win gave the Mets a four-game season sweep. The Yankees plan to activate Andy Pettitte from the disabled list on Monday and start the left-hander against Cleveland. In Boston's game, Jacoby Ellsbury set a Red Sox record with 5 stolen bases in a 9-2 romp over the Phillies in Philadelphia. Ellsbury also had 3 hits, and David Ortiz and Johnny Gomes homered to help the Red Sox win for the 11th time in 16 games. Elsewhere in the major leagues, it was Texas over Arizona 9-5. The Cubs beat the White Sox 8-3. Seattle 7, San Diego 1. San Francisco won against Oakland 5-2. Cleveland cruised ahead of Cincinnati 7-1. Pittsburgh shut out Detroit 1-0 in 11 innings. Baltimore blanked Washington 2-0. Miami fell to Tampa Bay 5-2. Atlanta crushed Toronto 11-3. Milwaukee lost to Minnesota 8-6. Houston downed Colorado 7-5. And the Angels bested the Dodgers 3-2. Moving over to the NBA playoffs, the Miami Heat are within one victory of their third straight trip to the NBA Finals after beating the Pacers 90-79. The Heat outscored the Pacers 30-13 in the third period after Indiana carried a 4-point lead in the second half. LeBron James scored 16 of Miami's third quarter points and finished with 30, along with 8 rebounds and 6 assists. In golf news, Charles Schwartzel is the leader through 18 holes of the Memorial in Dublin, Ohio. Schwartzel made up for a double bogey by carding 10 birdies and firing a 7-under par 65. Tiger Woods had to settle for a 1-under 71 after missing too many birdie opportunities. For WAMC Sports News, I'm Jared Crowfoot.